meeting has been planned for quite some time. It's followed on from the publication of the Markovic report. The first meeting actually took place last year. The subsequent meeting has been planned for some time. Again, I suppose, given the departure of Averill recently, it is important, but it has always been in the pipeline to have a follow-up meeting.
Is it disappointing to you that in all likelihood in your own county, for instance, that we're most likely to see two male candidates contest the next general election?
Well, at the moment, it's looking like there's going to be two male candidates, but to be honest, we haven't actually held our convention yet, so all avenues are yet to be explored.
But you would like to see, locally, would you like to see a woman's name in the hat?
Oh, I'd love to see a woman's name in the hat, but again, until we have our selection convention, we don't know that there won't be a woman's name in the hat.
So tell us what you expect from this meeting on Saturday.
I think all members really that are attending the meeting will just voice the concerns about why there are, what obstacles may stand in the way for women running for the Dáil, and try to overcome those within the party, see what way we can support, we can support each other in the party, and see how many women could actually go forward for a selection convention.
Donegal's only female elected Fianna Fáil councillor stated she doesn't think the party is doing enough to have more women at least running for election. Would you agree with that?
I think it's very early days at the moment. There are a number of women sort of working at a local level within the party, but it's just a very difficult situation to try and have women in the Dáil whenever it's so not family orientated, and it's not with the long hours they do, with the fact that they are away for a good part of the week. It's very difficult to raise a family. So I think in terms of that, there's a lot of obstacles that generally need to be overcome across. Even throughout the party divide, you know, it's important to try and encourage women overall.